So welcome to our Practice Accelerator Mastermind Group for the month of April 2016. And looking forward to checking in with each of you. And I'd love to start with hearing just one quick, you know, something, celebration, success, or something that you'd like to just, you know, just a quick 30-second to a minute shout out that we can support you and congratulate you and support your success. And know that it doesn't have to be anything huge. Just knocking off a couple of items on your to-do list makes a huge difference. So I'm going to start in the order that you're listed, which is Jane, Lisa, Steph, and Diane. So, Jane, would you like to start?
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, so that's welcome
back. I'm back and
committed. I'm running a cleanse starting Monday. I think I have like 13 people signed up, which is great. And then what this is doing is causing me to automate my system, so I signed up for Infusionsoft, so I've made the commitment, and that will actually light a fire under me.
Well, it will, because you got to pay for it now. You've got to get enough people
exactly,
to pay for your
monthly fee.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a big commitment. It is a big commitment, and you're. I'm just really glad I've seen some of your emails, and it's great that you've got people going, and congratulations. And Lisa.
Well, I guess a lot is going on. Positive is I started to put the content in for my online program in Kajabi myself. And it's actually rather easy to do and fun. I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. And I broke down the program into weeks, so the people will get weekly increments. And it just made it easier for me to figure out how to do things. And, of course, there's still a lot left to be done, but at least that part is done. Of course, what I'd like to get help with is how to focus on the webinar that you and I are doing because I'm having major confidence crisis. And yesterday I was going to get in touch with you and say, I can't do it. It can't be live, and we've got to cancel it. And so I'm going through real emotional ups and downs. And
okay.
And I also need to get guidance on how to, you told me I had to do 3 sets of emails, and I'm just about to get to those, and I just wanted to know exactly what I should write in them.
Okay.
And everything else seems set, but I just don't think I'm prepared, qualified, up for this.
Take a deep breath. And as I told Jane the other day, I responded to one of Jane's posts, is like, if you're not feeling scared to death, you're not pushing yourself hard enough.
Well, I just feel like I want to crawl underneath a rock and hide there.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, been there, done that. And we'll get you through it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll ask Steph later if she can relate. You know, she's done a bunch of these now, and I remember before her first one, it was like, oh, and she will attest to that too. So thank you. Yeah, we'll support you in that, and I'm looking forward to that webinar. Steph, how about you?
Hey, so I want to celebrate. I do have 3 new private clients, and I'm totally keeping on track of, it's good because I was like really not sure if, you know, I wanted to have private clients, and then I decided that I did, and now I have 3 of them. I'm keeping on track of all the functional probiotics and core wellness content, and so, yeah, things are good.
Good. Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Diane.
As you guys know, it's been kind of busy around here. In between moving house and losing a cat and keeping up with the regular blog schedule, I actually have managed to accomplish a couple of other things. Last week, I was interviewed for a podcast started by one of my transformational nutrition colleagues. He's going to be launching his website with 30 podcasts in 30 days.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it'll be a great opportunity for us to, you know, like promote each other and get a lot of activity going on that. But I also, for next month's issue and for this month's issue, which is already out, another one of my colleagues has started an online magazine. And so I've contributed 2 articles to the first 2 issues of that already. So I'm trying to make sure that I put that you know, as something regular because, you know, she wants us, you know, to contribute, you know, as frequently as we can so that, you know, we're providing content. So it's just, you know, it's other venues, it's other, you know, lists that I get exposed to. So, you know, it's all good. And I don't know how I managed it, but somehow I did.
Put it out there. You put it out there. I'm a writer. I write good content, and you can produce content, and you attract people who need content. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and that's one thing that's you know, not stepping outside of my comfort zone. I admit, because I'm very comfortable with the you know, written word, but still, you know, reaching new audiences is always a little, you know, a little anxiety producing. But you know,
sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said to Jane and Lisa, if you don't have a little anxiety, you know, and we can reframe the word anxiety, but if you're not nervous about moving into something you've never been in before, then maybe you're not stretching yourself enough or you're delusional.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys bring up good points. One is we're always looking for content. So anybody that wants to start contributing content, I would love it. I've posted stuff from Steph before, Diane before. Lisa's never done anything. So it's a really good way for you to reach people because what we do is we put the content on the blog. Then in the newsletter, we'll list it as a featured article or an adjunctive article. We can list it in the practitioner if it's, you know, here's what our practitioners are up to. There's a lot of ways for us to get you out there and get you in front of people. And, you know, we've got, our list is up to 56,000 now. So it's not pocket change, right? And so you can get exposed that way. And we're also doing a lot of the Facebook cross promotions where we're sending people to the blogs to read the articles. So anybody wants to do that, let's chat and let's get, you know, I don't mind a regular schedule if every other month or every month or, you know, every third month or whatever feels comfortable for you, you want to submit something. It can be an article. It can be a recipe. We're always looking for recipes that aren't necessarily our own, and that's a great way to promote if you have a recipe book. If you have a cleanse coming up, if you have a webinar coming up, you know, it's a really good way to just get in front of people because I'm not a big fan of just promoting people like, hey, this person has great stuff, go buy it. I like to say, hey, this person just has given us this great free content, go check it out. And then you get access to the person's name and email address and all. So I'm here to do that. As long as it's high-quality stuff, which I know all of you are capable of, I'm open to doing content. We're not doing our podcast right now. We've put it on hold for a little while to try to give me some breathing room in my schedule, but that's something that we're going to be looking at towards the second half of the year to re-up that and you know, really up the ante and do a good job with that. And we're also talking about possibly a summit next year, and I have all kinds of ideas for how to involve various people who are ready for it into that summit as well. So there's a lot of opportunities, and so just talk to me about grabbing them because I want you to get out there. I want you to be successful. I want you to get people loving your stuff, and I know Jane has already got lots of people that love what she's doing with the cleanse, mostly in our program, and Steph has reached a lot of my clientele. And they love her stuff. So I know they'll love your stuff, too, once you have it out there. So let's go around one more time. And this time I'm going to do the timing thing. If I can find my phone here. It was here a minute ago. Give me a second. Unless it didn't make it up. Ooh, that's not. Oh, there it is. I'll do timing. I'm going to look at the clock we have. I'm going to give everybody, well, I'll set the timer for about 12 minutes. We have about 3 minutes to wrap it up and, you know, exchange and give each other any kind of tips or resources, and then we'll move on to the next person. So what we're looking for is where do you need help, where are you stuck, what ideas do you need, what kind of support do you need in any way. So we'll go in the same order, and we'll go for Jane first. Hey, Jane.
Hi. Let's see. So... the nice thing about signing up for Infusionsoft is they do a training, and they set up the first two campaigns. And that, I think, was a big stress reliever. I think I would have wished, I wish I would have known that a while ago.
I think I was just, yeah, they didn't I had that so when much, I was started.
Yeah, so they have this deal right now that when you sign up for it and if you pay for the whole first year, you get the training for free. It normally costs something like $1,200 or something. So that was like a real coup. That just, it's great. So I have a coach through Infusionsoft, so it's making it real easy. Where I get stuck as, you know, building campaigns since I've never done this is, it'll take time, is the confidence level in figuring out what it is that I'm going to write about. You know, what kind of ebook am I going to put out there? And I know you said at one point, you know, your biggest, you know, clicks or recipes. Is there anything else that, any other things that you can, I don't know, any other wisdom?
Your campaign. You know, it's all a matter of connecting people, right? And when you're writing things, you call it kind of a nurture sequence. You get them in to opt in for something, and that's how they get into your Infusionsoft. So you're enticing them with a recipe guide, a webinar, a checklist, whatever. And then once they're in, you want to give them what they came for, but then you want them to see, like, you're this treasure trove of all kinds of other stuff. So it's really nice to just, like, little tips. People love, like, little things that they can do. Like, oh, here's one thing you can do to help support liver cleansing. You know, every day, just when you first get out of bed, just do this circular massage over your liver, and I'm just making that up. Or, you know, put a hot pack over it, or things that you can give them that are tips, like little consumable tips that they can do right away, that they can put into practice right away, but that lead them down the path you want to lead them, right? So you don't want to lead them down towards, oh, I just found this great little thing for ADD, when that's not something that you really want to do. That's not the area that you're interested in going and supporting them. But if you start to like, oh, I want to branch out, and instead of just liver stuff, I want to do ADD, then you start to put out little tidbits of information and tips for people to focus. So that's the kind of thing you give. People love short tips. They love recipes. They love information about food, I find, right? Oh, this is a group that does X. They love reading about foods that do things, right? Because they're always
perfect. Because that herb thing would be perfect because that's actually going to be part of, you know, the bigger part of the business when the products get launched.
Exactly.
That I'm hoping.
Do you watch how Kevin Gianni sells his stuff? He does these little articles, ashwagandha, and I had this story about ashwagandha. This is what happened with me, ashwagandha. If you want the best ashwagandha on the planet, click here. And he's selling them ashwagandha, right? But he's doing it in such a way where he's educating, teaching them about ashwagandha and making everybody want ashwagandha. And why not? They trust him. He's researched it. It's the best thing ever, and it's pure and this and that and the other thing, and they're going to buy it from him. So it is a great way to get people going. And people like to be, they don't like to be sold to, but they like to be, you know, they like to buy things. People like to buy things. They just don't want to feel like you're selling it to them, right? If you walk into the herb shop and you're looking around, well, how can I help you? Well, that herb is really awesome for this and that, and you didn't ask them anything. You feel like you're being, you know, pushed to, and you don't want to do that in your sequences.
Yeah, so what they're going to help me with two campaigns, and the first one I was thinking just to start list building was, you know, doing some little, $7, you know, ebook or something like that. So that's what I'm having to brainstorm right now. What will that, you know, what is that going to be?
The first one should be something free. So it's they come to your website or you... And that free leads to an upsell. So that's how they can set up the campaign. You already have that.
Okay.
You want them to set the campaign so that they get that freebie, and then they get an upsell to something that's a $7 ebook.
Got it. Okay, good.
You see? Yeah.
Got it.
So all that becomes one campaign, and it's all connected. And then from there, once they get their $7 offer, if they take it or not, then it's putting them right in that same sequence or putting them in the second sequence, which would be something called a long-term nurture or indoctrination sequence where they get to know who you are.
So when you say that, is that just through subscribing and me doing, you know, blogs or emails or whatever it is?
Well, here's what you can do as long as they're setting up a campaign for you. You have them opt in, right? And you only have one opt-in right now. For me, it's more complicated because I have lots of opt-ins, so I have to pull that nurture thing out into a separate campaign. You have one opt-in. They opt in, they get your gift, and then you have this amazing upsell for $7, and those $7 upsells work amazingly. We have a hormone harmonizing elixir free ebook that we give out at some of our the summits, and we just started doing this where we added an upsell for a $7 more advanced ebook. And I'm watching my numbers come in, and it's like $7, $7, $7, $7. Everybody's spending $7. So they work. Works really well. So you have that, but then you want them to get to know you. This is what I was advised to do. We're in the process of setting this up. We paid, you know, $4,000 to a consulting company that does, it's called Sixth Division, and it does this work with Infusionsoft and setting up campaigns and setting up long-term nurture sequences to get people to love you and want you and want to buy anything you ever offer. And so they recommended that you set up a sequence once you've given them the gift and once you've done the upsell that you say, hey, you know, I'm really excited to have you here as part of our community, and I'm going to be sending you an email however often you think you're going to send it. Every week I'm going to send out a newsletter. Whenever I get special tips, I'm always researching. If I find some special things, I'll be sharing recipes. You know, and this is how I got here. If you can tell a little bit about your story, they're connected to you, right? And you do that, you drip it over several emails. And you relate
okay,
your
so
story
that's,
to how
that's
you can
not a whole
them.
Separate.
No,
so
it's
that's
not
a whole separate sign up.
No. It's part of when they sign up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I realize I have to stay connected and rebuild, and I'm used to seeing people face to face, and so now I have to figure out how to connect.
Yeah.
But online.
But you can set this
and
thing up that everybody gets it, no matter what, whether they opt in here or they do that. You set it up so everybody gets this sequence. And some people build them out for a whole year. I mean, they have like once a week for a year they have some things in that sequence, and other people don't. And we're starting to try to build that and figure out the best way for us to do it. But it's a way to stay connected right from the start. And as long as you're starting fresh, I'm going back and saying, what would I have done differently if I knew what I know now back then? And
yeah.
That's what I would have done. That's what I would have done.
Okay, great. That's really helpful, very, very helpful.
Good.
And I think the Infusion, I've had my this kind of orientation session with my coach at Infusionsoft, and she totally gets that with me, that,
yeah.
You know, I had the client connection, the personal one, and I now need to figure out how to have the online one.
Right.
So
and you'll
was,
have to write the
sign.
Content, but you can have somebody guide you as to what, like the general guidelines of what the content should be.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, so I'm feeling actually a lot better. The bees have left the stomach for right now, and I'm feeling pretty good, and my health is feeling pretty good, too, because I, you know, just changed everything, and I just stopped traveling. You know, I'm done. If somebody wants
you're
me
done.
To come
well, you're
somewhere,
not done
I'm like,
for
no,
good,
sorry.
But...
not done for good, but, I mean, like I was doing last year, it was crazy, so.
Yeah, it feels
I'm
good.
All in. So, you know, I want to say, too, Dr. Avery, is, you know, just thank you, just, you know, for the last couple of years just with your patience and your support and, you know, having these calls and having the opportunity to work with you. I am grateful for that. So even if I didn't express that or it didn't look like it the last 2 years because I was in my stuff, I just wanted to tell you that.
Good. Well, I'm glad to be here to support you. And I know the challenges. I know the emotional upheaval that you go through when you're taking on something like this. And it's big, and people don't tell you about that. And it's, you know, you got to move at your own pace. And it's like when you're working with clients, right? You can't push them faster than they can go. You can entice them, and you can support them. And it's being there for them. And that's
yeah,
what
I had. Yeah, I had no idea how much fear I had around it. I had no idea.
Related to what are you afraid of?
I didn't understand this. I didn't know how to do it, and I knew I needed somebody to like help me just go through the steps. You know, like to go. And you've done that, but when we went through those steps, it was so overwhelming to me. I was just like, it was Greek to me,
mm-hmm.
And I think. I don't know what the block was, and when they when I got contacted Infusionsoft twice, and so the first time they didn't have this coaching thing, but this time they do. And the moment they said that, like literally the fear went away. Oh my gosh, I have somebody that's going to literally be able to walk with, you know, hold my hand, you know, and walk through setting this thing up. I'm not by myself.
Yeah, that's a huge weight off your shoulders. Huge.
Oh, huge. It was unbelievable. But, I mean, I made the commitment before doing that because I made the commitment to redo this cleanse because my old clients are calling me.
Yep. Yep.
And they're like, where are you?
Yep. And that's a good thing. And that tells you that what you have is valuable and you need to get it out there. And sometimes we just have to get out of our own way. And a lot of the fear, when you think about it in terms of what is your fear costing these potential people that you could be helping, then you start to be, it takes the you out of it. You start doing it because you want to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
That's it for me.
That's great. Thank you. And you know what I just want to say with the Infusionsoft, this is great that they offer that because when I signed up, we paid for it for 6 months where it just sat there doing nothing. Nothing. And we, you know, finally I just jumped in and said, we have to do something with this and started learning it. And it was overwhelming. It was a fear, and it was overwhelming.
It's daunting.
It's a lot. And now it feels like, oh, I get this. Oh, I can do this. Right? I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to get into it and do the changes anymore. But it's that entering into a new thing. It took me a long time to do a lot of little things that, I look back and say, oh, if I would have done that 6 months ago, it would have really changed my impact and my bottom line.
Yeah, and I think even though it would be nice to have this online right now, this whole process with this cleanse coming up, and it's been a pain doing it manually, I'm able to see all the steps manually so that now I know the steps that I need to put in Infusionsoft.
Exactly.
So the timing was good. It's a little bit awkward, but the timing is good.
Great. So the next thing in terms of for the next time you do it, take a look at some of the options in terms of platforms that would be, you know, go into your WordPress that would help you to facilitate. Like there's various memberships. When I started, there weren't a lot. We went with something called Wishlist, and it was horrible, and then we switched over to what we're in now, and now we're switching again. So really do some research on the ones I gave you, the LearnDash and the Access Ally and Memberium and various things that will interface with Infusionsoft and your site so that you can be delivering this content with ease.
I'm just scratching the surface on that right now.
Yep. And you have time. It's better not to jump into it just because you feel pressured and to just deliver things manually. Since it's a small enough group, you can do that, and then you get to see all the nuts and bolts of what you need to do and what the membership
yeah.
needs. Do for you.
So, yeah, I'll get there.
Okay. Super. You will. Just get through this cleanse and really outline.
Yeah,
it.
I'm going to get
really
through this. Yeah.
Outline your steps. You know, like what all, every time you have to send an email with an attachment, write it down somewhere. Have a process diagram that you could go back through.
Yeah. My next two cleanses are already on the calendar. I'm going to do, Friday I'm actually uploading my old clients finally in Infusionsoft and starting Mac communication to re-opt back in. And then I'm going to update my free ebook a little bit, but it's there. And then do the little $7 program will be the first campaign. And then in, I think it's 3 months from now, I will run another cleanse and everything will be, the idea is to have it all automated, including all my assessments, the participation agreement, all of that already in there. And then after that, then that's when I'm going to start adding stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds great. You got a plan. I'm excited. And I hear the difference in your voice, the enthusiasm, the lightness, even though there's maybe fear and trepidation, but there's that something that's been missing for a little while.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten lost here in Wisconsin.
Okay, well, thank you, Jane. I'm going to move on to Lisa. If as we make transitions from one to the other, if anybody has anything that they want to share with the person that just shared, you can put your hand up with a one or two or three, and I can open up your lines. I think I have most of the lines open, but that would just let me know that you want to share something. If you have some, you know, bit of advice or support or whatever you can give each person, that would be fine. So let us know, because these calls are for everybody to communicate. So Lisa, Steph has something to say. So go ahead, Steph.
Hey, Jane, I'm wondering if we could talk. I'm wondering when your cleanse starts. I might have another client to send your way. When is it starting?
It actually starts on Monday.
Okay.
We'd have to get them in the system really fast. I have an orientation call tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, maybe we can meet up separately and talk about this another time then. Yeah.
Okay. You can send me an email if you're available. We can chat today or tomorrow.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jane.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
Love the collaboration. Lisa, you're up.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm trying not to have a panic meltdown, but I'm still having one. But, okay, so I am busy putting in the content in Kajabi. As I mentioned, I have broken it down to weekly segments. And the Kajabi templates are really easy to work with. They have placeholders for videos. They have placeholders for the text and for pictures. And I'm keeping it really simple and visual. So that seems to be going okay. And when I'm busy with the content, I feel like, oh, I can do this, you know.
Right, you're in your realm, you're in your comfort zone.
But when I think about the webinar, I start to have a meltdown. And anyway, so especially since it's live, and I'm thinking, can't we just record this? If it doesn't sound good, we just not do it?
The webinar, you could, but it's going to be better live.
Okay, so anyway, I have a couple of technical questions. I have not created my little video teaching segments yet. And I did a little bit of research in actually a PowerPoint. You can make audio videos from the PowerPoint presentation.
Right.
And I thought, why don't I just do that? Because then I can just, you know, create the PowerPoint presentation, make it into a video with my, you know, speaking through it. Then I can upload it very easily into the Kajabi placeholder. And it doesn't require another set of software at the moment or a platform. Does that sound okay, or has anybody done that? Or
totally. So you're saying that within PowerPoint there's a feature that you can record the presentation? You don't have to use Camtasia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, PowerPoint and 2010 versions and above, you can do that. And you can turn the PowerPoint into a video. You can even say how fast you want the slides to go. And then you can record it. So I could just speak and record it. They say it would have, you know, be quiet. You know, you need to have quiet around you and use the best speakers or microphone that you have. So I guess I could just use my headphone, and then just talk. And then I could just create them quite easily. And
And that sounds great. I would do a test one. Do like a 10-minute short test one.
Yeah.
And do it and go through that whole process. Upload it to a place in Kajabi. You can always take it down and then watch it.
Yeah.
See how it looks, and if you're happy with it, go for it, right? That's the best way. I usually use mine. I use PowerPoint, but I use Camtasia to record it, and then I can edit it and whatnot. But
Camtasia, is it called? Sorry, what is it called?
Camtasia.
Can you spell that?
C-A-M.
Oh, C-A-M, Camtasia, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if PowerPoint will do it directly, then go for it. You know, try it. See how it works. It may be that you don't have the same editing capabilities. Like Camtasia, you could edit and you can put highlight. I mean, there's all kinds of fancy stuff you could do, which I don't do a lot of.
Well, I mean, it's just this the PowerPoint presentation that I would, let's say if I was just presenting it to a group, that's the one I would use. And I just thought it would just be the easiest because I've invested in so many different platforms and I'm going to have to get a couple more. I thought, well, let me just, if I can keep it simple. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll test it.
Absolutely. Yeah, just test it. Test it with a 10-minute segment. Make sure you feel comfortable with it. Make sure the quality sounds good and then do it that way. That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do it within PowerPoint, so that one's good.
Well, I was just, you know, researching on Google, asking Google, you know, what is the best way of doing blah, blah. And that was
thank you.
Okay, came up with lots of information. That was one of it. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about was I'm going to do some surveys with people, you know, just general surveys about whatever health or the kind of sugars they're eating or blah, blah. And I wanted that they would get a copy of their answers and then I would get a copy. And I think there is a software or something that does that. And I just have forgotten. I don't know where I've written it down.
So I use my forms, but I would recommend that you check out something called Gravity Forms.
Gravity Forms.
And
okay.
I particularly like it because it directly interfaces with Infusionsoft, but it also has the ability to do, like, give them scores, whereas Mock Forms, which we use, doesn't. We had to have somebody, like, kind of code that in, and it doesn't work as well as we would like. So look at Gravity Forms. We use Mock Forms. Gravity Forms is a WordPress plugin, so you put it right into your WordPress installation, and then you can create your forms from it. And they have all different levels of it. They have the basic level, and then they have the advanced level. But even at the advanced level, it's like, I don't know, $200. It's not an annual thing.
Well, I'm not on WordPress, and I feel bad that I'm not on and I'm not on Infusionsoft yet. But,
Check out Mock, M-A-C-H form. Very inexpensive, like $57 or something like that. And that's what we use for all of our forms.
Okay. Well, I'll check out both of them, and I'll see how they integrate. And integration is a big issue with Kajabi. They only offer a few things that integrate directly, so I have a virtual assistant from Upwork who's helping me do all that because it's just too complicated for me and it's too time consuming and I just can't do it.
So
I do have somebody that can. He's pretty good. He's in India, but he's really quick and he's responsive and that's really great. And
it's
probably have him helping me.
To embed it's an embed code. So all they would have to do is go into a place where they're they can put code and they put an embed code. Very easy.
And then the next question I have is when I do the group calls, I'll be doing, as I said, weekly segments, weekly sort of teaching segments, as opposed to every second week doing a teaching segment. I just thought every week they would get something and they could work on that for the week. But I still wanted to keep the group calls to every second week. I don't know if you think that's a good idea or not, but that way they have 2 weeks of stuff that I'll be sort of dripping to them and then we can sort of talk about it. What platform should I use to have the group calls?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to just be audio where they ask questions, then there's a lot of options. There's a lot of free options. There's Free Conference Pro, which has a really good interface, especially if it's small. Once it gets larger, they do have a charged thing. I use Instant Teleseminar, but it's like $50 a month, and I don't think you need that at this point.
No.
So there's a number of free ones out there. I don't know if anybody – I think Jane might have used one for her last time she did it. Free Conference Pro, and I'm trying to think, there was a place where I had a list of some of them. It might be in the Practice Building Success System thing, but it's an old list. But I've used Free Conference Pro. You can use Join Me.
I have Join Me already. Okay.
Yeah, you can use Join Me, and that way you can do screen share if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Join Me is nice because if you do the paid version of Join Me, if you do the free version, they can only do it via the web. But if they do it with the free version, then they give a whole bunch of different. I mean, the paid version, they have a whole bunch of different phone numbers that they can call in, depending on where.
I have the paid version. I have the paid version.
Yeah,
and
you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Now, disadvantage with Join Me is that the recording is in some kind of proprietary, I guess, format. It's not like an MP3 that they give you or an MP4. Mm-hmm. And you have to send them to a web page to listen to it. So that is the disadvantage of Join Me. Think about that. Yeah, and I know Free Conference Pro and some of those others will give you a downloadable, which is what you'd want because you want to be able to put it in Kajabi, right?
Yeah. I want to put it, and I want them to have replays if they can't attend or if they want to listen to it later or whatever.
Exactly. Let me go. Somebody on one of my mastermind groups just posted a free one that she was using that she liked a lot, and I'm going to pull it up for you.
Okay. Of course, the fear that's in the back of my mind is that nobody's going to sign up for this program, And so I'm really trying to be positive, but it's like this monkey mind stuff going on, telling me that, what the hell do I think you're doing?
Yeah, of course, the monkey mind is always going to be speaking to you. And it's just like, even if you only get a couple of people to go through it the first time, it will have given you the opportunity to develop a program.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not a lot to be scared about with that. I'm looking, where did she say? It was, somebody had written, hey, does anybody know who they, what platform? And I'll have to look for it later. I don't want to spend our time here, but I'll look through it.
Okay.
And somebody had written down a free conference one that I hadn't heard of before. But I've used Free Conference Pro, and I've liked it.
Okay. And because I was doing the, you know, the videos weekly, so I thought I don't need to do, another. And if I needed to, then I could always use Join Me.
You can, and you can always add a call, right? So if you're going through and you're realizing you need to connect with people more, you can always add one. I'm going to do a bonus call next week. We've had a lot of questions on this. Are you going to have some sort of platform for them to interface, like a Facebook group or a, does Kajabi have a forum built into it?
Yeah. Both. I mean, I will set up a closed Facebook group, and then the Kajabi thing has comments you can put on, or they could put comments in.
Perfect. Right.
Yeah.
So what you do is you post your lesson, and then they can comment below. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I would, what I would do would be to have that them do that and really encourage them to do that. And then if you're seeing a lot of questions coming up on a particular lesson and you feel like you think that a call would be good, then you can always send out an email to everybody and say, hey, you know, I've had a lot of questions about this particular lesson, and I'm going to just schedule you a quick bonus Q&A call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, it's really basic information that, I mean, the program is, you know, fundamentals. And when I'm creating it, I think, oh my gosh, it's so basic. But actually, that's the stuff, excuse me, I'm going just at the tail end of a cold. It's the stuff I actually go through my clients with. When we started working together initially, you asked me to go through the steps that I go through with my clients. And, it's really, really basic information about blood sugar balance and digestion. And, just hope it's not too basic. But anyway,
it's the stuff they need. That's the audience you're looking to attract. That, there's different audiences, right? If you're looking to attract a really sophisticated audience that's been there, done that, done everything, and they're looking for help, you're going to do a much different course than if you're trying to get people who are just kind of going along doing the standard stuff that most people do and are wondering why they feel like crap.
Yeah. The more specialized stuff is what I do with my one-on-one. So, I'm not ready to create a complicated program yet. I got to do this one first.
You can weave them in, though, right? If you have the basics, and if you do a one-on-one client and they're more sophisticated, but they need some of these basics, and you can guide them through, I'm going to give you free access to my online program, and before each time you meet with them, you give them an assignment to have them read or listen to something that you don't want to have to spend your precious one-on-one time explaining to them. And then you explain to them how it applies to them.
That sounds great. Yeah, we'll do that when it's all done. And disclaimers. I need to put disclaimers somewhere or everywhere.
Go to our site and grab our disclaimers.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had them looked at by a lawyer, and they're up there. They should have been revised. And the first slide of the more recent presentations has been gone over because he made us make it longer. But we had it go over by an attorney, so you're welcome to take the language that I've used there and just personalize it to you. And if you go to any of our pages in our membership site, probably better to look at the ones in, I think it's the same though, let me see. Yeah, just go to one of our pages and use whatever we have there would be fine, and just rig it up to apply to you. Now, of course, you're in Switzerland, I'm in the U.S., so I don't know what laws apply. So I'm just going to say that I would have to advise you that I'm not an attorney, but this is what our attorney said.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, but just general disclaimers.
And I would put it at the bottom of every Kajabi page.
Okay.
And there should be a way to do that, have a footer that includes it, so you don't have to type it over and over again.
I have to figure it out. Well, I'll just ask Kajabi. In order to prepare for the webinar, you mentioned that I have to get 3 sets of emails ready. One, the first one to the whole list, inviting them to the webinar.
Yep.
And then to those who opt in, and then after the webinar for people who have signed up. So, like, what should I write in the emails? I'm getting writer's block. So what am I telling
you? Last time we had our one-on-one, I sent you some templates of the ones from that Bill Barron put together, which give you a general idea of what you're writing. So it's basically the first set are the invitation emails. And so it would be, hey, Mary, I'm excited to inform you I'm doing a free webinar. So many people are suffering from, blah, blah, blah symptoms, fatigue, and they're just wondering how they get their energy back. So I put together this webinar. It's called blah, 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 and it's going to be on blah, blah, blah. And I'd love for you to join me. Click here to join.
Okay. Oh, so very just a few, not a long thing. Okay, great.
It doesn't have to be a long thing. No.
Okay.
And then the second one, you might say, hey, I sent you an invitation to this the other day. I'm really excited because I'm going to be sharing some really great tips about, maybe make it a little bit more enticing if they didn't buy it, if they didn't bite for it on the first one. And I'd love for you to join me and give them a little bit of blah about on that call I'm going to be doing. But really the idea for the email is to get them to click. You can put bullet points of what you're going to cover, the same bullet points you'd have on your opt-in page, which I'm assuming you're going to do in lead pages, right?
Yeah. Sales pages are nearly done. Sales pages, I say 2 of them because one is longer, one shorter. And I don't know where, and then there's an opt-in for the webinar that you and I are doing, and I guess I need a picture of you to put on it. I'll just send you the sales page. I mean, the lead pages page. It's a simple one. Uh-huh. And then I have another opt-in. I guess I'm going to create a free gift, which I haven't done yet, but I will do. And so people that opt in for the webinar, I guess, would just get this free gift. But I just don't know how it all fits in together, where the sales page for my program fits. I mean, is that where they click on? Yeah.
That's what they click on. So you're going to send them there from your webinar.
Okay.
Now, you will also, after, so there's that first set, right? Here's the first invitation, the second one reminding them, hey, and it's happening tomorrow or 3 days. And then you send one the day of.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, hey, it's happening today. I can't wait to see you there. Here's where you register. Then you're going to have, once they sign up, you're going to say, hey, I'm so excited you signed up for the webinar, and here's the details of how to access it. And on that call, on that webinar, we're going to cover these things. It's going to be awesome. Make sure you're there. Set aside time in your calendar. And then you have a second one that's the day before reminder, and it gives them the access details again, and then the day of or an hour before reminder to make sure that they show up. So those are the 3 sets. If you just think of it in sets of 3, you can optimize it, do more than 3, depending on the timing, but 3 is fine. Mm-hmm. And then you do a series of 3 after. Hey, I am so excited. I hope you made the webinar last night. If you missed it, here's a link to the replay. If you'd like to watch it, I'm going to have it up for 72 hours. And you know what? On that webinar, I introduced people to this brand new program that I am so excited about. And, click here to learn more, and then you send them to the sales page.
Okay. So that's when they would be sent to the sales page. Now, I remember when I watched Steph's webinar on the Core Reset program, you could sign up for it in the webinar. Would I be able to do that as well, or should I be doing that as well?
Well, no, you couldn't sign up for it on the webinar. You gave them on the webinar for sure. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to give them the link right on the webinar. And hey, I'd like to introduce you to this program, blah, blah, blah. Here's how you go get it. And yes, you want them to sign up right there on the webinar. And if you sign up before the end of the webinar, I'm going to be offering X extra bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. That works really, really well.
Okay. And would I send people also to the sales page or just to a PayPal or whatever? To sign up.
There's differences there. Generally, because on the webinar you're not going to give them all the nuances. Some people say you should send them to a short version of the sales page. So if you do have versions, you might have them go to the short version. But the only way to know is to test. I generally just send them to the sales page from the webinar, and I'll just tell them on the webinar. There's all the details are there if you want to get it, but if you want to get in on this bonus, just go all the way to the bottom and click, and then you can read about the details later.
Okay, so I'm sending them to the sales page from the webinar.
From the webinar, yep.
That's great. I just didn't, wasn't sure where it all was fitting in the process. And how long do you think after the webinar I should start the program? 1 week, 2 weeks, or depending on how many people sign up? Or
I think, you know, people that are really good at this, they just sign, they get have it start 5 days later. But I have always had good results when I was first starting out especially. I would have a little bit longer period, but I'd allow them to get in and get have access to the first module or two. So I wouldn't have the official start, like the kickoff call or whatever, until a little bit later, because that gave me more time to go, whoops, not a lot of people signed up. What do I do now? Oh, let me do another webinar. So it allowed me to respond. But you can do what you feel like. And a week would be fine. 10 days would be fine. I wouldn't go much more than 10 days or 2 weeks. We've gone as much as 2 weeks or 3 weeks even. But what we did was we gave them lots of extra stuff in between to keep them busy. Because you don't want to have people sign up for a program, and then 3 weeks later they forgot what they signed up for.
That's right.
Right away. So with the membership site, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They just need to have access to it. And what about refunds? I think since it's an online program, I could only, 30, how long, 30 days?
30 days.
But they've pretty much been able to download all the first month's materials in 30 days.
Nothing you can do about it. Most people don't refund. There are people who do. There are serial refunders who sign up for programs, download them, and then ask for their money back. Nothing you can do about it. And when you have a good refund policy, it does induce more sales. I hate it. I hate that when people do that kind of stuff. We've tried various options, like they have to fill out this form and tell us why they want a refund and how they tried it and showed us their assessments and showed that they made the concerted effort. And bottom line is people just get irate. They want their money back. And if you don't give them their money back, they do a chargeback. So, you know, 5%, you have to figure 5 to 10% of people are going to ask for a refund. That's industry standard. Some businesses, like weight loss programs, a lot of people say that they've got 20, like Brightline Eating. I don't know if you heard of that one, but with Susan Pierce Thompson, she said her refund rate is 25 to 30%. Because people get in there and they go, I can't do this, it's too hard. And then they quit. So, yeah. But mostly ours is 5% or less.
And
we spend a lot of time trying to protect our materials. Bottom line is, there's no way. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You lock them out as soon as they refund. They can't get access anymore. But there's nothing they can do.
Okay. All right. So
they shouldn't have the whole program. It's a 3-month program, and you're drip feeding it. They've only got the first 30 days.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely then going to drip feed it.
Yeah.
And,
that's the advantage of drip feeding. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, that's it for me then, I guess. Thank you
so
much.
You're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
And we have a call. We have a private call again right before this webinar, right? Otherwise, we do have to schedule something.
Yeah. We have our call the day before. So by then, I'll have the webinar done, and I hope that I don't have to revamp it all.
Let's touch base sometime next week. Keep in touch over Skype and tell me where you're at and send me stuff. And then once I, see how far along you are, I think we need to at least schedule a 15-minute check-in to make sure that you're on track.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Sending me your stuff. I'll look through it, and then we'll get together because I want to make sure that you have what you need. Because I need to have your opt-in. If I'm going to send it out to people and put it in the newsletter, I want to be able to send it out in next week's newsletter if you're ready. So I want you to get your opt-in and the welcome email done by then, so I can put it in my newsletter next Wednesday.
Yes, I was trying to get everything to you over the weekend or latest Monday, and then perhaps we can talk at the beginning of the week. Then you can tell me how it's looking.
Yeah, give that all set. I'll put it on Facebook and I'll put it in my newsletter.
Okay. That's great. I would like to say I'm looking forward, but I'm terrified for the evening.
I'm terrified. I'll be there. If you start to speak and nothing comes out, I will take over and ask you questions. I'll get there.
Okay.
So as long as I have access to your slides and I know what's supposed to come, I'll just ask you questions and prompt you. We'll get there.
Yeah,
okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
all
perfect.
Right. Take care. So, Steph, howdy doody.
Hi, sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay. So, what are we going
to work on today? All right, so I delinquently sent you my, like, things I want to work on about 20 minutes before our call.
Fat ass girl, I like work nonstop.
All right. I know, but it helped me to get organized.
It helped
what
people.
I want to do.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So in that, I said I wanted to work on, like, because I remember we had our talk on our call, and we talked about how to change the wording for my private coaching packages, and I am still doing that. And I just sort of need to know exactly what I should put up on my website, like just start from scratch. If I'm going to just start having some kind of free or $97 investment session, what should I call it? Where should I put it? And what should it be? And I also have an email from a client that, so I did a free session the other day with somebody. And this is, I need some help because this is the kind of thing that happens to me after these free sessions or after the $97 sessions. And I'm wondering if I could read it and ask you how you would respond to this.
So this is a question
because
that
I,
someone sent you after you had one of these $97 sessions.
Yeah, and it was a free call. And, of course, it's supposed to be $97, but I gave it to this person for free. And what typically happens is afterward I'll spend, like, a couple hours of time on them just doing, like, back-and-forth emailing and stuff. And I need to stop doing that, although I really want to come from a place of just pure love and giving. I need to figure out what's going on because this doesn't happen to other people. This doesn't happen to you. So, okay. So,
but it used
hi,
to.
Steph.
It used to. People used to call me after their session at 11 o'clock at night and start asking me questions. Like, oh, and what vitamin C brand do you recommend? And and it's like, excuse me? And I would, like, answer them, and I'd be flabbergasted. But once I made a decision that I wasn't doing that anymore, it stopped. So let's see what you're doing to attract that. So give
okay.
me the scenario. So this person came on your free session, right? It was
right.
Free or 97. Okay. And then you talked to them, and you gave them some
right.
ideas, but you also offered them to work with you, correct?
Right. And they said that it's because it's a like an 18-year-old that's going to be paying for it themselves. They can't afford to do it yet. And I said, well, you know what? You should definitely get such and such test from Doctor's Data. Save up for that first, and then we'll talk when you get your results. Because usually people are like, oh, I do have a problem. I do need help at that point if they won't,
right.
you know. So they said they're going to save up for the test, and, you know, they're going to take their time because she's young, so they can't do it right away. She doesn't have the money. So, okay, that's fine. So,
okay.
I sent them the link to the test.
Yes.
Pardon?
She sent you an email afterwards.
Yeah. So I sent them a link to the test. And I sent them a couple studies, you know, about certain bacteria and ulcerative colitis. And so it says, "Hi, Steph. Thanks for the links. I've been looking them over. I'm wondering what happens once we know what bacteria is present in blank's intestines. Are there special meds or probiotics that are needed? I guess what I'm wondering mostly is if there's a way we can just begin to help her by assuming that there might be problems that the test would show anyway. It will take so-and-so a while to afford the test, and it might help to start as if we knew. What probiotics would be a good place to start? She was taking blah, blah, blah probiotics, boo, 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 and she doesn't like
right?
swallowing pills." Okay. Yeah.
Okay, stop. So the answer is, hey, madam. I'm really excited about your questions. I love your inquiring mind. And unfortunately, all of that is customized to the person, and it takes me my time to do it. So I can't really give you personalized help with this right now until, you know, you can get into a program. But here's what I have. Go to my website, and I have this free downloadable called the blah, blah, blah steps to whatever. You have the 10 bacteria that this, and I have this self-care
stuff
to find on my website. I also have some really cool videos on my website. So I highly recommend that you just go and watch my videos. Once you're in the position where we can consult and I can really, really hone in and help you on a personalized one-on-one basis, then I'd be happy to answer your question.
But oh, that's
really
so good.
I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so dear so-and-so, here is free thing that everybody can access, and
yes.
I would love to help you with blah, 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 once you're in the position to...
Yes, with personalizing this to you. But here's a great place to start, and a lot of people get me going. But this is a serious condition, and she could bleed to death if she doesn't get it handled.
Yeah, literally.
So what I recommend is if the general free information doesn't help, then I highly recommend that you really prioritize this situation and beg, borrow, and steal.
Yeah.
You need to get it fixed, basically. Like, you really need
right.
to help not. That is
yeah.
a serious condition, that it needs to be nipped in the bud now, that these general things might help for sure, and I have, you know, you probably have some videos on various demulcents and various probiotics and
right.
you know, all kinds
right.
of stuff on your website. I would say watch and listen to and read everything on my website that you can find. And then
right.
those are the general steps to start. And if that all doesn't work, then I'll need to help you personalize it. But really, what kind of summer job can she get so that she can afford to do this? Get her a waitressing job, you know what I mean?
Right.
Get her
yeah.
something, right? So you
right.
need to just step yourself out. You cannot be, and I had that happen to me a lot. People want free advice. You can't give it to them.
Right.
You want to help them. But you've already invested a ton of time and money into creating free resources. It's not free
right.
for you to create those videos every week or two or whatever, how often. You have to pay somebody to
right.
make them. You have to spend your time doing
right.
it. And you do it as a gift.
Right.
That's what you have to offer. It's not like you feel guilty that you're pushing people away. You're giving them, they
right.
have to do the work. If they want
right.
you to do the work, then they have to pay you to do it. It's just like the plumber. You know, you can go
right.
buy the self-study
okay.
thing that tells you how to unplug your toilet. And if it doesn't work, you're going to have to pay the $100 to the Roto-Rooter guy to come in and unplug your toilet.
Right. Done that. Okay. Cool.
Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And the thing
okay.
that's attracting this is that you're not setting clear boundaries on the call.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And I think that on the calls, when somebody says, no, I can't afford it now, you say, great, here's what I would have you do. Go to my website. There's tons of free information. Get started there. That might help at least start. And as soon as you have the funds, you can email me and we can set up a time to go over the test and get results. And I really believe that this is a very, like in this particular case, I really believe that this is a very important high priority thing.
Right.
You know, because 18-year-olds might want
right.
to go out and spend their money on boots and lipstick and who knows what else.
Right.
They've got to be able to invest in their health. So that's what I would do.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'll find a way to say that. There's a little bit of like if my kid was on blood transfusions because they had an intestinal problem, I'd be just paying for the test myself and not making my kids save up for it.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. And you'd borrow the money. You'd work extra hours to make the money. You'd do whatever it took to get it. I hear you.
Yeah. So I don't, and I wouldn't need someone to tell me.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't need someone to tell me that that's a priority. Like, I also, like, I just don't know how to speak to that.
yeah.
It's like, duh.
Yeah,
duh.
From the heart, dear. You can speak from the heart. Wow, I really feel for your pain. Your kid is having transfusions, oh, my God, if my kid was having, and you can even share a story about how when my son was, we tested his blood sugar, and his blood sugar was through the roof, and we were, like, scared. I didn't have a lot of money to go invest in special tests, and I didn't really want to spend $300 on Effectracell or whatever you did, but I did it for him because, this is a kid. This is their life, you know, and you tell it in a way that it's not judging them, but you can find stories of your own or of other clients.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And how it helped in the end. Like I did
how
cancel all my appointments, borrow money, and go to another country.
Right.
And it did help.
Tell that story. Tell that story.
Yeah. Right.
Right? People, you know, a lot of folks think that if I don't have the money for this, I'm going to find somebody who can give their service to me. And they wouldn't think of doing that and calling up the plumber and telling him, look, I don't have enough money, but my poop is all over the house and I need you to come clean it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to listen to this recording and I'll incorporate, I'll like templatize what you said. Like,
yep.
Reward them for reaching out. Like,
right.
Offer free thing.
Right.
Encourage them to get their poop together to actually sign up for program.
Right. And help them with the objections. I met a guy over the weekend, and I'm hoping that I can bring him in to do a call with us on handling objections, because that's our biggest thing. People always have their objections, and there are ways to do it in a really non-pushy, non-salesy, gentle way.
Right.
And you know, if you structure your enrollment conversation right from the beginning, even though you knew this person, what their issue was, you say, like, if what would it be like? You know, what's your objective here? What do you really want? What do you want for your daughter?
Right.
Oh, I want her to be
right.
healthy and happy, and I don't want to be afraid that she's going to die because she's going to bleed from this thing. I want her to be able to eat food and not be scared of food. And then what?
Right.
What would that do to your family life? How would that help your family life? Okay, great.
Right.
Let's talk about how we can get her there.
Right.
This is
okay.
a serious condition. If it progresses, I mean, the only Western medicine approach is steroids. That's all they have for you.
Yeah.
It puts her at a high risk for cancer. This is a high priority. If this was my kid, I would do whatever it took to get this problem resolved.
Right. Right. Yeah, I still do, like, I do better when I do that, when I do Bill Barron, and I just follow his...
Follow it.
You know, start...
Don't
yeah.
deviate from it. Do your own version of it, make it sound cool and comfortable, but don't deviate from it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, right. So that's good. That helps me. Thank you.
Welcome. Do you record your sessions with people?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Go back and listen to your session and think about it from her perspective. Where did your boundaries slip in there? And how could you have supported your boundaries?
Okay.
It's really helpful to listen to your session because you can make them better. Yeah, you feel like, why did I say that and why did I say that? But it's so valuable to be able to correct that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I need to because it's just that's why I don't want to work with people. But that's silly because I like working with people.
Of course, then you
so if I can just sort this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Yes.
I just got a message from Allison that she has a meeting with Jamie right now. That's where she is. She apparently had posted that on the Facebook group, but I didn't see it. So sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I know they were trying to coordinate some referrals. Yeah. So that's great. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Okay. So was there anything else, Steph?
The other things I think I can just post on the Facebook page. It's just basically I want to know what I should put up there. Should I put up like a $97 assessment and then like the other things like the lab analysis and the things that are like $297 and under, and then just don't have anything else on my website?
Last time we looked at that drop down that you had, right? You had a lot of things on there, and we said to tone it.
Yeah, it's too much.
Right? It was too much. Too many choices, and people get confused. And I would also have one page that's a consultation options page instead of having with three. And then from there they can go to the individual. So that way they can compare it. And Allison, I think it was Allison or somebody did it on their site where they actually had one of those three-column charts that compared the three different options that they had for getting started.
Okay.
And it showed what was included so that people aren't flipping back and forth between pages, because once they start doing that, they're confused and you lose them. So you can actually create a comparison chart. I think it was on Allison's site. I don't remember. Hers was a little too complicated. I had her break it down a little bit. I don't know if she has. But I think that it would be really valuable for you to look at that.
Okay.
Option one.
Yeah, okay. I can.
Sign up. We'll get to know each other. I'll really hone in on what's getting in your way. And it would be, call it some kind of a breakthrough session or, you know, some kind of word that implies that it's not comprehensive, but it's going to be a breakthrough and you're going to give them something. Right, I gave you the link to mine.
Right.
The one that we do.
Yeah, right, I still have that, yeah.
Right, and they're going to pay for it, and you're going to give them something. And it's a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Something
right.
like that. And then just a few tidbits of what they're going to get, and then, you know, and then each of the others is more comprehensive for you to explain it.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And should I make it free or should I keep it at 97?
Let me ask you this. Is there a difference between how you're going to approach it in terms of asking for enrollment, if it's free versus paid? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Clearly, yeah. Yeah, because when it's $97, I just, like, I end up doing, like, lab analysis. I end up doing, like, all this stuff for people. Yeah.
Right, but that's why you create that chart, because lab analysis will be listed, but it won't be checked in what they got.
Right.
Right? And if they
right.
want lab analysis, they're going to see which program, because that's how I do those things. I like, oh, I need that. Oh, which program do I have to get? Oh, I have to get all the way up to the top level. Okay, I guess that's what I have to do. To get what I want, what I need.
Right.
Makes
okay.
sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. Okay, so if I post this stuff on Facebook, will you guys comment? Because I'm going to, like, put what I want to include in the packages, and I want to make sure it makes some sense.
And these are just the getting started packages, and from there you're going to offer them.
Yeah, it's like a single session. Yeah.
Make sure every single one of them has something that says, plan for, you know, long-term resolution or, you know, a long-term plan. And that long-term plan
okay.
is when you discuss your program, the one that you think is best
okay.
Can I give my comment stuff
sure.
here? I also used to do these for free, and I always felt a bit abused because, you know, people not just, you know, giving and talking to people for free, and then sometimes they would sign up, sometimes they wouldn't. And then through working with Dr. Marie, I have my strategy sessions now, and I have a very low price, €65, so it's about $65, and 45 minutes. And most of the time, or actually all the time now, whenever I give one of those, people end up signing up for a program. It may not be immediately, maybe a couple months later or a year later. But I feel okay now about doing those sessions because it does take time. I give a lot. And I can identify what they need. I go by this enrollment conversation, and I merged it with the questionnaire, intake questionnaire Dr. Rita Marie has from one of the, somewhere, you know, the history, William, those questions. And the flow goes really well, and at the end, I can, you know, sort of summarize where they're at and then offer them, you know, where to go. And it works well for me. So I think if you could do it paid, it's much better.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it's the opposite for me.
Yeah,
it's the opposite for you because you feel like if you're charging them money, then you shouldn't be enrolling them. But think of this. They came to you not because they wanted 30 minutes of advice. They want resolution for a problem that's been plaguing them for a long time. And I think if you're real clear, right at the beginning of the conversation, it's like, hey, I'm really glad you're here. Hey, it's so nice to meet you. I read a little bit about you. You've had a lot of stuff going on, and I really want to get to know you. Here's how this session is going to go. I want to have some clarity, so I'm going to ask you some questions to clarify some things so I really understand where you're at. But I also want to know where you want to be, where you want to be going. because that helps me to know how to advise you in terms of the steps you need to take. So the way this is going to go, I'm going to ask you a little bit about that. We're going to really hone in on what's getting in the way of you living your life the way you want to. Is this, you know, this pain, constant pain, or constantly having to be in the bathroom, whatever. And then I'm going to we'll just brainstorm a few steps that I think you could probably take right away to get yourself on the path to healing. And then we'll discuss a long-term strategy. And, you know, if you're a good candidate for one of my programs, then we could discuss that too. Is that okay? Right, so then they know that you're not there to give them everything that they need for $65 in 30 minutes.
Yeah, right. And also, if they go to see a normal nutritionist into the nutritionist's office, they would pay for that first session, and they would pay a whole lot more. So I think it's a good deal.
I think it's a great deal. I think it's an awesome deal.
Okay.
And you got to make it really clear to people that there's long-term strategy. So oftentimes, as they're telling you stuff, they want you to read their labs. And they say, oh, I have my labs. I can give them to you. Like, well, oh, wow, that would be awesome, but this isn't the appropriate call for that, because we've got 45 minutes or half an hour scheduled. And before I can really look at your labs, I have to know a whole lot more about you. And so when we work together, if we work together, then we'll schedule a whole appointment for just going over the labs and analyzing the labs and creating a program based on that. How's that sound? Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, and I also have, you know, I have all kinds of stuff about whatever. And they start to ask you questions that would take you down a rabbit hole. You know, that's a great question. And I have some handouts on my website. I have some videos. And if we're working together, I'll give you access, actually, to my online training program where all of those questions are answered. You know, because you can always, when you do a private package, you can always include the Core Reset self-study stuff, right? I mean, anytime you have a program,
right,
you include that. And you go, oh, yeah, I'll give you access to this, and you'll be able to look, and I have charts, and we'll be able to really help you with that. So by the end, they're going, well, how do I work with you? I want all that stuff.
Right. Okay.
And then I would say for you, really, to make sure that people are clear, and the same thing would go for Lisa, too, I think would help if you have multiple packages, that you really clearly say, this is your $65 package, and you have the things that it includes. And then the lab analysis is not there, right? Detailed dietary analysis isn't there, but it's under some of the others. And so they look at it, and they have it there in their mind. They know. And it's rare that the persons are really, like, unethical enough to want to steal something from you, which is like, oh, yeah, I didn't pay for the lab analysis, but give it to me anyway, right? Most people are going to be respectful of that. If they're clear, if they know their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Diane.
Yeah. Honestly, right now I'm not sure exactly where I am in the middle of anything. Deb and I are, you know, behind on getting started with the program, but we expected that when we ended up moving house and, you know, moving Finn and all that stuff. But
there, Diane? Can I help you shift your languaging?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So we're never behind, right? We didn't make as much progress as I thought I would by now on my programs because of all these other life things that got in the way.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of it according to the timeline that we had hammered out during the VIP day. So we haven't quite made as much progress as we had hoped at this point. Which is why we're taking some time off to really plug in on and focus on that, because we really want and need to get the sales page ready. But of course, as you remember, when we were in Austin with you, Deb signed up for the funnel scripts, so we're going to be able to plug in a lot of stuff and then go over it from there, so we don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
So you know, we're not as bothered as we would be. She, I gave her Kevin George's business card because since she does so much of the website and tech stuff, I figure it's probably better for her to be working with him than me, because then I feel like I'm trying to translate between the two of them, and it's not a language I speak very well. So she's going to be getting in touch with him at this point. We did have some ideas. It was very nice. We just happened to walk down the aisle yesterday in Whole Foods where they had a lot of the gluten-free baking stuff, and Deb was like, oh, look, you know, there's all these different things, and it's wonderful because they have things like not just the rice flour, potato starch, tapioca starch stuff, but they have, like, the alternative flours so that we know we can go in there and film some stuff when we start putting the videos together for the program and say, you know, because she was like, oh, look, there's this whole line of things, and we can, you know, be showing people what's available. We're going to be starting some videos soon because the kitchen is presentable. So we can start doing recipe videos now. It was a little dicey because it was like, first of course we trashed the one kitchen while we were packing, and then of course this one was trashed while we were unpacking. So we're just trying to figure out which videos to test first, but we're probably just going to do a couple, you know, at one time and see what we're happy with. But things are a little unsettled, but that's why we're taking the time over the next couple of months to really work hard on this. I will probably be looking for feedback from folks in the group when we start getting some videos ready and up. Something that I want to add to the program, I tuned into a webinar last week that Dr. Tom O'Brien did with the Institute of Functional Medicine, where he was talking about, you know, he touched on it briefly at Shine when he was talking about the problems that can happen when you go on a gluten-free diet. But if you remember, he didn't really get a chance to go into much detail. And he said if we, emailed him and whatever, he'd send all the studies. Well, the webinar was kind of like not that great and not a lot of new information, but he hit that key thing, and we're hoping to find a way to work this into the program, because what he's basically talking about is a lot of people get good prebiotics from, like, the wheat and the whole grains. And so, you know, of course I'm doing Steph's core wellness program. I've done her core reset, and I'm doing her functional probiotics, because in her wisdom, she's doing all her programs at the same time. And so I'm keeping up. But it's like I'm learning the core wellness part, but I'm also getting the background. So I'm getting her thinking process as to how the other program works, which is wonderful. I love this. I'm like, this is terrible. Both programs are running concurrently. This is great. I understand it so much better. So I'm able to incorporate what I'm learning from her with what he said about this with the prebiotics. And so Deb and I are going to be able to hopefully help people not fall into that major pitfall of the bad thing that can happen when you all of a sudden pull all the whole grains out of your diet and you're losing these nutrients, because I'm getting this information, which is absolutely invaluable. And now that I know, aha, that's the key, is that you have to be as aware of the prebiotics as the probiotics. And then with the information I'm getting from staff, you know, getting the really good healthy sources of prebiotics, I had this, like, aha moment. And so in a way, it's been really good with the universe works in such wonderful and miraculous ways that I wasn't ready to start getting some of this stuff together until, lo and behold, this information literally fell into my lap. Because I'm listening to this webinar and I'm going, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 and then, whoa, wait, hold on. And I started really paying attention and noting this. So So right now I'm kind of more in, I won't call it a holding pattern exactly, but, you know, I'm kind of in a position where I'm in between things, so I can't really say, well, I really need help with this or that. You know, I'll probably be starting to put ideas out there about, would this be good to include? Would this be helpful? I don't know if I'm going to do another survey or anything like that to get feedback from people. I've been starting to seed in the newsletters to try to get our list to, you know, engage and let us know what would be helpful, but I'm not getting a lot of feedback yet. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, I'm a little scattered, understandably, but
yeah,
I'm getting more.
Yeah, you can get more.
I'm getting a lot more focused, partly because I'm just feeling better in general. I really do think the house was toxic, and so I'm in a better place now, which is making it much easier for me to focus and work. So I appreciate you guys all being so supportive as I've been going through all these changes and things like that. And right now the focus is the program and, you know, keeping up with the regular schedule. I got a lot out of listening to what you were advising Steph about the coaching packages and things like that, because that's another thing we want to work on our website is getting things like that up and ready. We have a lot of the software. At some point I'll be picking your brains about, you know, what to do with the webinar and things like that. But right now we're pretty much just focused on, you know, getting the sales page. And we're going to start with funnel scripts and then edit as we need to. And honestly, beyond that, I'm really not sure right now.
So it's a good thing to start with the sales page because, it's been something that I haven't done, but it really helps you to outline the outline of the program, what's the deliverables, making sure that you have the stuff in that funnel script, the little questionnaire that they use is really nice because it hones you in. What I would suggest, though, is to look back at the schedule we laid out and look to see how much additional time you want to put on it and just push everything out and remap it out because it's really helpful to have a date that you're targeting for, and that's what got Lisa doing what she's doing right now is, right, we put it on the calendar. And at the time we put it on the calendar, it seemed like out in the distant future, and now it's coming, right? It's getting there, and that's when you really start you know, putting the pressure on to do it. And you've got a situation where you look at it and you say, what's realistic? When do I want to have this thing going?
Yeah.
And then you back it up from there. So instead of whatever, I think we had talked about June. Didn't we originally talk about June?
I think it was getting everything ready by June and perhaps launching it early July. And I'm not sure if we're going to have to push that back or not. Again, that's Deb's going to be talking.
Realistically, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, okay, and Deb's going to be talking with Kevin to see, you know, to give him some of our potential timelines that we talked about with you and, you know, get his advice and feedback and whatever he can do for us. We're hoping that we won't have to push it back too far because, you know, I think the funnel scripts sales page is going to take a lot of the time out of that we would have had to put in doing it from scratch because I would have had to have created it from scratch.
And the opt-in page and the emails, it does a great job with those. So.
Okay, the opt-in and the emails. Okay, yeah. Because that's going to take us a while to get comfortable with that learning curve. I know that it's in our notes as to what we were going to offer as an opt-in and the emails, and I'm going to have to look over all of those because, of course, you know, we couldn't look over any of our notes. Everything was packed, and then we had to find the right box. And, I mean, I had made notes for my interview that ended up being last week, and it was like, oh, crap, I don't know which box it's in, and the interview is, like, tomorrow. I have to find my notes. And it was like, Fortunately, it all went well. I found my notes and then decided to you know, only use them as a template anyway. But yeah, it was definitely a case of life intervening and and losing our cat on top of it was just because you just you don't want to work for a few days. You just you can't. For us, it's part of the family, and that was hard. But since we've moved, I don't know how much of it is the new environment, the new atmosphere, or what, but we've both been more productive, more focused. I think it's getting away from the EMFs because my office is now the wired one, so I'm not bathed in wireless. I'm not sleeping under a power line anymore. I can get out and walk every day. That's going to be next on my agenda after the call. It's helped so much, but I can
so
tell
I
them.
Do a couple of action items to do.
Okay, good.
Pull out the timeline that we laid out. And
yeah, the timeline.
Leave the two of you, and then just if it's the fact that you were supposed to start some stuff that you haven't started, and it's 2 months later, then just push it out 2 months.
Well, it's actually only a month as of right now, so.
Yeah. Perfect. Then push it out a month, and then also what I'd like you to do is. Get on my calendar to schedule your regular monthly call. Decide when you're going to start it. When you start it, it's a regular monthly call. We don't do the, hey, I'll have a call whenever I want it, because I need to keep you on track. Okay, and that's what I find works better. Lisa has hers at a certain time every month. Steph has hers at a certain time every month. Got to cut off with Jane because of some of the stuff that was going on. It's really important to do that because then you'll have stuff that you're going to get done for that call.
Yeah,
so
that was
with you.
That was actually on my mental agenda to-do list because it's like, okay, now that we're more settled and we're really focused on getting this going, we need to start scheduling those calls. So yeah, that was actually like on my
okay.
radar.
Well,
so thank you.
Let me get back to you and you. Because I think it would be good, if possible, to have Deb on those calls too, to have the both.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's what
so
we're going
to. Evening or a lunchtime or whatever, based on her schedule. So send me a message and give me some feedback as to you know some of her limitations, and then I'll look at that over my calendar, and we'll find a spot that'll work consistently.
Well, one fortunate thing is. Technically, she should be working in the office now, but they don't have room for her, so she's still working at home from home. So she has a little more leeway than she would have, you know, necessarily at the office. So,
okay. Well, we
so that works.
We'll just get started if we have to shift it. If it's like it works for 3 months to do it at a certain time, great, and have to shift it.
Yeah.
That's fine, too. It's just
okay,
really
yeah, because I was actually...
You know when you predict.
Yeah, I was actually hoping to get the first monthly call scheduled, like for some point, before the end of this month. So I'm glad
this
you.
That chance.
Oh, okay, good. Then it'll be well. May you're really tied up, right?
Yeah, this is. I'm in a real big crunch right now. I'm leaving town again on Thursday morning tomorrow to get an A&P, and then I'm coming back, and then I've got this big launch we're doing.
It may not be
my calendar next week. The only time I have open is 9 a.m. on Thursday the 28th.
Okay.
So you can check that with you can
I'll check with her, but if not, we'll look into something if you have a free minute in May, and if not, it'll be June or July.
I want to get started before June or July because I want you to get you going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's what I would hope. And I know May's a little crazy for you, but we're trying to make our May a little less crazy, so we'll be a little more flexible.
There's some weeks that I'm traveling, but there's a week that I'm traveling and I'm staying at a condo in Florida in between weeks. So I'm going to be doing business as usual. I just have a different backyard.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work. But I admit that right now I'm kind of, still pulling everything together. And so,
you know, it's kind of like, but we are starting to like organize the notes, go through everything, see what we need to do, you know, sit down. It'll either be one evening this week or the weekend at the latest that we're actually going to go through everything, start doing the calendar, start doing the timeline, figuring out everything we need. Deb already had this great, you know, brainstorm to, you know, about shooting some of the video, and so, you know, we're...
You're moving in the right direction. It'll come together.
And we've sort of, you know, when it all went pear-shaped, we just sort of let it go and forgave ourselves before we even, you know, admitted any wrongdoing or culpability, which we haven't because we didn't. And it's just sort of like we let go of the expectations because it's like, no, you can't do this right now, you know. And so that was good, and I'm glad to have an environment like this where there is the support that I can come to the call and say, no, you know, we didn't make as much progress as we would have liked because, well, things happened. And, you know,
the learning curve is great right now, so having a setback doesn't give you, you don't have enough background and experience to be able to just roll with the punches, lose a little time, and get right back on course. You will get there.
Yeah.
But the first time doing something like this, you have to leave yourself plenty of room and plenty of leeway to learn. But that doesn't mean, like, schedule it for a year from now. I want you to have a date that you're targeting.
Exactly.
I want you to commit to that date.
Yeah, and it was never our plan to just use as an excuse, but it's like, yeah, I started thinking about, you know, J.J. Virgin launching her program while her son was in a coma, and it was like, you know, honey, that's good for you. You're J.J. Virgin.
She had no choice. So she, you know, she would be able to pay the hospital bill if she didn't, right?
But that's going
with the punches that she's had a lot of experience with that. If that was
exactly.
her first ever launch, that would have thrown her for a loop. And if she didn't have
any
support behind her, so.
Yeah. And so we didn't have that kind of expectation on ourselves, and we knew it was okay if the launch ended up being delayed a month or so.
Right.
You know, it's not a big deal. And so we're pretty on track, all things considered. So,
good.
You know.
All right.
But I'll definitely...
We got to go wrap up our call here. So I really am glad that you're moved, and I'm really glad that you're in an environment that feels healthier for you, and you feel clearer because you're going to move forward. You're not going to feel all, you know, discombobulated.
Right? Exactly. So,
okay,
yeah.
We can get on for next week. Check with Deb if 9 o'clock next Thursday morning works. That'll at least help give you an opportunity to look at your dates, and then you can present that revised timeline, and then we can look at what are your top priorities to get you.
Yeah, and I'll ask her as soon as I get off the call and get back to you as soon as possible. So.
Okay, perfect. And then we can find after that, on that call, we can look at the calendars and see what would be a good ongoing, you know.
Absolutely.
Time. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So anybody have anything they want to share, like something they learned from somebody else's sharing that was an aha for them, or any advice or support that they want to put out to anybody else? So let's just do it. Start with Jane to see if you have anything.
Look at my notes. No, I think, I like all the advice that was given to everybody. Listening to everyone, you know, I'm not the only one that's sitting there in fear. And there's a lot to learn, so it's nice to have support. So thanks for all the advice and support. That's about it.
Super. Thank you. How about Lisa? Is there anything you wanted to say as a wrap up?
I'm just really happy Jane is back, and Diane, I really relate to what you're saying. It's taken me, a long time. I think for me, when I look from the outside, Steph has been on the fast track, and I've been really proud of her. But I've been on the really slow track, and just you'll get there, you know, just keep going, and you'll really get there.
The tortoise and the hare, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. How about Steph?
Yeah, I got a lot out of actually Diane's suggestion about writing
doing like guest article posts for other people's e-zines and publications. I think that's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
And we should all collaborate on that. Like, hey, I could use some guest articles, and I've done them before, but I've never thought to ask you guys. So, yeah.
Yeah. I could use guest articles too. So,
yeah.
Let's just kind of come up with it. I know some of you have done it already and some of you haven't, and let's just do it. It's a collaboration.
I have a resource on my website and that I send out all the time, so if anybody has anything they want me to put on it, please send it to me.
Great.
Ooh.
Super. Fantastic. All right. Diane, any last?
I can post the name of the person who's doing this online magazine, because she said if we knew of other practitioners, and it doesn't have to be limited to just the ITN grads, that she's going to be looking for content. So I'll try to remember to get her information up there to share with people. But one thing that I'd like to throw out there is I have been doing this, but one thing that I've been doing from other groups is if we see each other's blog posts, or if we post them in this group or the other groups, I have been making it a point not to just like it or whatever, but like to go to the website, comment on it, share it, post it on our other pages, and, you know, we can really support each other that way. Because sometimes I'll see Allison's come up on my feed, and I'll read it, and I'll go, oh, this is good advice. So I'll leave a comment, and then I'll share it. And, you know, I'm happy to do that for anybody else. You know, like, so, you know, and then we can,
I know the people
then
that
we can share it.
Facebook followings have done that, like, very deliberate. They have a group of four, and they all look out for each other's posts, and they share and like, and it's really done a good job.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten in on one of those groups yet, but I always do that to your blog. If I read it, I always go and comment on it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because, you know, I mean, hello, you know, if I've got Rita Marie Liscalzo commenting on my blog, you know, I mean, that kind of doesn't suck, you know. So, yeah, it's like, you know, whenever we can do that for each other, you know,
right.
Just, you know, I may not do it the same day, but I'm happy to, you know, to do that for folks. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Good idea.
So thank you, everybody. I've got to run because I've got one of my team members is haunting me because I was supposed to meet with her 5 minutes ago, so I'm going to go on and talk to her. I really appreciate what you guys are doing and the change you're making out in the world, and everybody's at a different step, but you're all making progress in the right direction. So awesome, awesome. Jane, good luck with the cleanse this next week. I wish I could do it with you,
thank
but
you.
I'm just so swamped I don't think I could. But I might. I might consider it. See how my weekend goes. So thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.